This is the Emergency Fund Blueprint, written by Damaris Holloway, read for you by Michael Kim. Introduction. The first emergency fund I ever helped someone build was $423. It belonged to a woman named Kendra, and she was crying when she told me the number, not because she was sad about how small it felt, though I'm sure she was. She was crying because she had never, in 36 years of working, had $423 sitting in a savings account at one time. She had cashed paychecks at check cashing stores in her 20s. She had run her debit card down to $2 and change every 2 weeks in her 30s. She had borrowed from a payday lender once and spent 18 months paying back what she'd borrowed in a single afternoon. She had never seen her own money pile up. Not once. $423 is not a lot of money. It will not pay a full month's rent in most American cities. It will not cover a major car repair. It will not flow to through a layoff. But on the Wednesday morning, Kendra logged into her credit union account and saw that number sitting there in the savings line. Something shifted in her chest that had been locked for a very long time. She was not yet safe, but she was on a road towards safe. And that, it turned out, mattered. I've been a financial counselor for almost 20 years. Before that, I taught 7th grade math in a public school for 11 years, which is where I learned most of what I know about how people actually behave around numbers. People do not respond to spreadsheets. They respond to relief. They respond to feeling like someone finally noticed how tired they are. They respond to small, doable things that add up. If you remember nothing else from this book, remember that the path to a real emergency cushion is paved with small, doable things that add up. It is not paved with shame. It is not paved with a single dramatic windfall. It is not paved with mindset shifts or vision boards or somebody on the internet telling you what to do with your latte money. It is paved with $25 this Friday and another $25 next Friday and $112 from your tax refund. And the $60 you didn't spend on the birthday gift you decided to make instead. And the $700 from the freelance job you weren't sure you'd take. It is paved by one ordinary working adult sitting down at a kitchen table, deciding that this time the money is going to stay. I wrote this book for that working adult. I wrote it for the person making $42,000 a year with two kids and rent that went up 8% in March. I wrote it for the cashier and the warehouse worker and the second grade teacher and the nurse who's been doing 12-hour shifts for 15 years and still doesn't have $1,000 saved. I wrote it for the lawyer making $180,000 who's drowning in two student loans, a mortgage, and a marriage that's about to end. I wrote it for the freelancer whose income jumps from $2,000 a month to $9,000 a month and then back to $1,200. And who has not had a real night's sleep since the pandemic? I wrote it for my cousin Renita, who has called me 3 times this year, crying about her transmission. I did not write it for people who already have 6 months of expenses and a high-yield account and want to optimize their allocation. There are excellent books for those people. This is not one of them. If you are starting from zero, or close to zero, or you had something once but a hard year took it, this book is for you. If you have a partner and you are not on the same page about money, this book is for you. If you have a chronic illness or you live with disability and your emergencies are not occasional surprises but a recurring fact of your life, this book is for you. If you have a teenager who needs braces and a roof that's making a sound it didn't used to make, this book is for you. If you are a single parent and your math has never worked and you have been told to budget better by people who have no idea what your Tuesday looks like, this book is for you. Here is what I'm going to ask of you. I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself about where you are. Not where you'd like to be, not where you were 5 years ago, not where you think you should be, where you actually are right now, this Tuesday. I'm going to ask you to set down the story that you're behind or you're broken or you're bad with money. None of those stories are true, and even if they were, they would not be useful to us here. We're not going to do shame in this book. We're not going to do scolding. We're going to do honest, specific kitchen table work. I'm going to ask you to pick a number, even if it feels too small. I'm going to ask you to put it somewhere your hand cannot easily reach it. I'm going to ask you to keep going on the weeks when nothing in you wants to. I'm going to ask you to refill the fund after you spend it, and to celebrate, genuinely celebrate, the first time you use the money you